We brought some things that we thought might make some interesting intergenerational connections, like some old slides, cassette tapes, things like floppy disks, maybe some old medals and things of that nature. Just some kind of things that might bring up a little bit of, you know, reminiscence and discussion between people who are creating out there.
Right. It seems really important, this Inclusive Innovation Week, to have activities that spark that kind of conversation with people of all ages. Younger generations can learn from the older generations what slides are, what cassette tapes are.
Exactly.
And maybe in turn, the younger generation would be able to describe or even show older generations things like Snapchat or Instagram or the crazy things that mobile devices can do.
Things that I probably don't even know about.
Right.
Because I'm too old. Yeah.
Well, that sounds wonderful. You seem to be wearing something as well, perhaps as an example for what kinds of things you can create. If you stop down with the Pittsburgh Center for Creative Reuse here at the Children's Museum today, could you describe what you're wearing there?
Oh, certainly. So we have a little wheel that we have that people can spin. It's kind of like a game wheel. And whatever they land on is something that they have to incorporate into the project that they're making. So I landed on a sports card. We have some sports cards out there. Not something I would necessarily choose on my own. Not really that into sports. But I decided that I would incorporate it into this necklace that I made, which is also serving as a name tag, although the end fell off, but that's okay.
Aura.
We're Aura right now. So I have my cassette tape as sort of the base for the necklace, and then I've got my little football player that I cut out and put him on here. I have my name written out in stickers, and of course I've got a googly eye, because those are fun, and if they're available, why not use them? And then also, actually, this part right here, I incorporated, it was a different tables project. It's the Carnegie Library for, I believe it's the blind and handicapped.
Oh, yes. So this is a lower addition to the name tag that you're wearing.
Mm-hmm. So it's on the bottom. I attached it to the bottom of the name tag, and I just drew a little face. They have this really interesting ink that you run it through this heat press thing, and it makes it rise up. So it has kind of like, makes it kind of more of a tactile drawing where you can touch the drawing and you can feel what that's like. So I have that attached to my wearable vintage-y necklace thing.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, a big part of the conversation today is surrounding play and kind of what that looks like at all different ages.
Mm-hmm.
Nora, what do you find to be really exciting and playful about the things that you do on a day-to-day basis?
Well, working at Creative Reuse, and I mean, the materials that we work with are with such a large variety of them. Mm-hmm. And when we bring them out to do hands-on programming with them, we don't necessarily assign them any particular purpose.
Sure.
So whatever purpose they had in the past, that kind of ends up going out. So then just being able to playfully, like, think about what you're going to do with these items now and how to attach them together, it all just kind of happens in a very playful and fun way where people get to think outside of the box and use their creativity.
Sure. Oh, wonderful.
But also having our little wheel thing actually makes it a little extra playful, too, because then we have this kind of, like, game show-ish element to it where this sort of, you know, choosing your materials by chance always makes it kind of interesting.
Yeah. We have Nora Gilchrist on the show right now. This is Youth Express. We're talking about Inclusive Innovation Week and all of the wonderful things that you can do at the Children's Museum today with many partners who are here. Nora, I want to thank you for coming on to our stream here.
Sure.
If there's anything that I forgot to mention or forgot to ask you about your tabling today, feel free to just include that. But if not, then...
Well, we're having our own event this Sunday at the Center for Creative Reuse, if anyone wants to come by in the afternoon, 1 to 4 p.m. It's called the Creative Conundrum Lab.
Oh, neat.
And it's part of Inclusive Innovation Week, and it's free and open for everybody. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah. So would you like to give listeners kind of an idea of what they could do during Creative Conundrum, just as a kind of a taste as to what is to come?
Yeah. Well, this time, we're going to be focusing on like springy upcycling kind of projects. So creating maybe different kind of planters or maybe small greenhouses and things like that, using things like old media or slide carousels, just different things that don't really have much purpose now, but that you're kind of repurposing to create something else. And we'll also have like some soil and seeds that we can actually put into some of the planters and things. The soil and seeds were donated from the East End Food Co-op. Shout out to them.
Yeah, definitely. Wonderful. Well, thanks again.
Sure thing. Thank you.
This is Youth Express. Catch the future.